From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Fashion is falling victim to the new economic reality. At some recent runway shows, designers seem to be showing more sackcloth and ashes than sequins and silk. But if there is one caveat about the fashion industry, it's that it usually bounces back. Model Carmen Dell'Orefice has as many stories about fashion as there are designer frocks in her closet. She first appeared on the cover of Vogue magazine at the age of 15 and has made the cover five times since. Carmen Dell'Orefice will turn 78 in June, and she's still working it. She recently came into our New York studios to talk about the business and why she stayed in front of the cameras for so long.
I don't know. I can only presume I haven't offended anyone to any great degree. I show up on time, do my job. It's not needing to be center stage or worried if I'm on the cover. I never try to hold on to a look for myself. I've always allowed the changes that nature provides and run with it. There was always a client who thought I would do for that job, and that's what I've always done.
Yes, and then you never really looked back. I mean, you've been photographed by the most famous photographers ever.
Right.
I mean, you know, Irving Penn, Richard Avedon, the list is endless.
Well, I wasn't just photographed by them. I was formed by them. And it was such fun to dress up. It was great fun to see all this luxury. And I never really got into shopping as in my private life because I loved making my own clothes. And I had already tried on all the best stuff in the world. So I didn't really need it.
Huh. What are the designers that you know saying about what it's like now to design and make and sell clothing in an economy that is very low? I mean, we're not calling it depression yet, but
it's... Oh, we should, because I lived through the first depression. I have to hand it to young men like Isaac Mizrahi, who reshaped and designed Target and at a price range for not just the middle class, but the poorer middle class. And he is a fine designer.
I have some of his outfits from Target. I mean, It was my only entry into being able to afford anything that had a design. But do you find in the couture world, is it much more difficult?
I would think it's getting close to impossible. I think it was Oscar de la Renta who once described to me, you know, he doesn't make his livelihood out of selling the two dresses, couture dresses at Bergdorf Goodman or his private customers that he may dress. It all has to do with licensing. It's all the housewares, it's the perfumes, it's putting your name to an expensive car. You know, I'm not an expert on how this business works. I'm really a consumer, and I've come from where I've come from in life, the hard way, like most people. I was never one to spend any money that I hadn't earned, and I never envied what anyone else had. What goes on today is over the top and more Mike Todd than Mike Todd ever dreamt of. And I find it dysfunctional to a large degree. And what's dysfunctional is the public who supports it.
About the designers, though, in this new economy, do you expect that designers will have more of an eye toward lowering the prices of their product?
They have to. There is no question, because they're all going to go out of business, in my humble, not too humble opinion. I don't know who they think their buyer is going to be.
You've modeled so many styles over the years. You've gone with the flow, as you said. I wonder, what do you think of the fashions that are being turned out these days?
I think some are absolutely wonderful, and it's my personal taste. I think some is so awful that even young people should know the difference and not be hoodwinked. It's up to every woman and every man to look in the mirror and know themselves, know their social agenda, where they work, who, what, you know, dress for the occasion, And certainly dress within your means. Nothing is so important to me, in any case, to go into debt to look a certain way. I think Mrs. Obama is going to have a very big influence and positive on the general public. And maybe she'll even help the rich people get down from their high horse and not, you know, because everything should be affordable, because we're a country of such innovation. Anything is possible. And when I see how, you know, some of the prices of things, it's irrational. You know, fashion, you shouldn't be a fashion victim. Fashion is meant to help every individual describe their individuality, not to copy one another, but to inspire individuality.
Carmen Dell'Orefice, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time with us.
I hope you'll have me back.